Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest, Jessie Wortley Adler. Usually we have her in studio, but we have her by phone tonight talking about the Grand River Connection and a very important event, the 10 over the next 10. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How's it going?
Well, just fine. I know some people have been honored in past years, and this is kind of the best and the brightest of young Lansing, isn't it?
It is, and it is definitely an honor to be both nominated and awarded. This year we have close to 90 people who have been nominated for it. So that's quite an honor.
All right. Tell us how this all happens.
Well, it's a combination between Grand River Connection and the Lansing Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
And we basically what happens is that anybody can nominate anybody else. You can't nominate yourself, but you can be nominated. And then there's a pretty lengthy application and nomination process to go through. There's a big questionnaire, and then there's a big panel of previous winners and members of the chamber that go through all the questionnaires and narrow it down and to the top 10. So you know, we get to go from 90 to 10.
Well, with the idea of the 10 over the next 10, that's 10 people over the next 10 years who are going to have a major impact. Is there an age cutoff?
Yeah, they limited it to under 40,
okay.
I believe.
All right,
30,
so
35 or 40. Actually, I don't remember now which it is. But
could be an entrepreneur who's 39 who gets into the business world and starts something, right?
Right. And, you know, a lot of those who have been nominated are people who have already done something, started their own business, started a charity, whatever, but are continuing to expect to do great things over the next 10 years. And they're definitely the people that, you know, we're looking to and we're turning to, you know, for ideas and help and spirit as we're moving Lansing forward.
I guess before we talk about the 10, I want to talk about the 90. Because the fact that you have 90 nominations, correct?
Yeah.
What does that
say? I couldn't believe it. But apparently we have a lot of great talent in the Lansing area. And I do want to make it clear that we expand into the greater, because of the chamber event, it's expanded to the greater Lansing region. So, I mean, that's kind of Clinton, Eaton, Ingham counties. And most people think of, you know, downtown Lansing, but especially for this award, it's an all-encompassing thing. So you get people from a little wider area.
Okay.
Than maybe what we're used to.
All right. Not really the usual radius for Grand River Connection, but nonetheless, a lot of the same people, I'm guessing.
Right. It definitely is a lot of the same people, but, you know, the chamber wanted to be a little more inclusive with that, so we kind of expanded our range. And even for Grand River Connection, I mean, we pull, despite the fact that we have our events downtown, we pull from all over because we realize that our members don't all live downtown. They live in Okemos or DeWitt or Grand Ledge or Holt.
Sure. All right. Let's talk a little bit about the time frame here. You say you have the 90 nominations. Now what?
Well, they applied. The applications were due at the beginning of August, and so since from August till tomorrow, the panel of judges sat down and, as I said, went through those pretty lengthy applications to narrow it down. In years past, you narrowed it down to 20, and then we knew who the top 20 were that were going to eventually, you know, 10 of those were going to be picked. This year, they chose not to do that. This year, they kept the 90, and so any of those 90 have a chance of being chosen tomorrow night. I think a lot of that was for attendance reasons that, you know, nobody knows who's going to get it, and therefore everybody has to show up tomorrow night if they think they have a chance.
But, all right, let's talk about the event itself.
It also didn't give people a reason to, you know, think, oh, crap, I didn't get it. So
I'm not going to go. I didn't get it. Yeah, who wants
right,
to sit there
yeah.
and be left out? You never know this way. All right, talk about the event itself tomorrow.
We're going to be at the Lansing Country Club,
okay.
And we've been there in the past, but this one's supposed to be a lot better, and we're going to have from 6 to 8 is our regular, or 6 to 8 is our normally regular scheduled event. However, we're going to have our regular Grand River Connection event, networking, hors d'oeuvres, beer and wine, from 6 to 7:30, and then from 7:30 to 8 is going to be the award ceremony. So hopefully everybody comes for the whole time, but that way, you know, if you have to leave, if you have to come late, at least you know that the ceremony itself will be at 7:30. Otherwise, from 6 to 7:30, it's, you know, mingling, networking, you know, hanging out. And the great thing about this event is that it's not just the young professionals that come. It's the business leaders in the community who have these people as their employees. And it's a great way to network with some of the, might I say, older members of the community.
One of the larger turnouts that you would get for a Grand River Connection event, I assume.
Yes, we definitely, this is our largest event of the year because of that.
All right. If someone wants to make a nomination for 2011, and they're already writing this down, they're putting it on a refrigerator, what do they do?
They'll have to watch for, the applications go out in June, I believe. That's when they went out this year.
From the chamber or from Grand River Connection?
Both. It's a joint venture, and we put the application link on both of our websites and include it in our newsletter, and I think as well as the chamber. And that way you just, you know, click on the link, fill out the application, email it in, and then, you know, we handle it internally from there.
All right. What about the website? How can people get in contact with you and find out more about this?
You can visit us at www.grandriverconnection.com. And there you have links to sign up for our monthly newsletter. You can check out the events where we're going, see where we've been, check out our photo galleries. Maybe you'll see yourself in a picture or two. And, you know, pass on the word to other people who might be interested in it.
GrandRiverConnection.com. Pretty simple stuff. Jesse Wortley Adler, our guest. Jess, we'll talk to you again next month.
Great. Thanks, Jack.
All right.